All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so it's become a new fixture on the show, and we do it every Friday. Rico comes up with handcrafted prop bets and then puts us through the ringer. Let's find out how we did last week, see how we're doing on the season, and then see if we can struggle through this again. Rico, please.
Well, congratulations to David. David, you won last week's. You had 10 correct. Mike, nipping at his heels with 9. I finished with 8. So far, Mike, you won week 1. David has won week 2. I need to get in there to try to win week number 3.
Got it. Must make you feel like crap to suck at your own game.
Nah. I just like doing this for the fun, my friend.
It's just for the people.
It's for the folks, man. It's for the people. I'm not an elitist. Here we go. Matthew Stafford, total touchdowns passing or rushing versus the amount of runs the Tigers scored that day against the Kansas City Royals going up against Brady Singer.
Tigers. Easy for me.
That's easy for me, too. Tigers.
Wow, you guys have no faith in Matthew Stafford.
No, it's just I think if the Tigers manage to score 3 runs, it's going to be very hard for Stafford to have a 3-touchdown day.
All right, I'm going to go with Stafford just because I got to win this thing. TJ Hockenson catches in the game against Arizona, over under 4.5.
Wow, that's right. What did he have, 5 in week 1, 4 in week 2?
Correct.
Galladay's back. Maybe a little more coverage goes his way. I'll take the over here. I'll go over.
David.
Well, Mike, the under, and the reason for the under is what you just said. Galladay will be back, so I'm going under.
David is going under. I think Galladay being back is the reason why he will be under as well. All right, Matt Prater, field goal. Will he kick one over under 51.5 yards out in the desert against Arizona?
Over. I think the Lions always end up in that spot where they have to take one of these long field goals. They've gotten too comfortable with Matt Prater being able to save them. I'll say over.
David.
Well, Matthew Stafford will take another sack and he will cause it a 54-yard field goal. So I'm going over.
There it is. Perfect.
All right, I'm going to go over as well. Okay, in game 5 of the Western Conference Final, Jamal Murray's points, total points, versus the Seattle Seahawks' total points.
Dallas's defense, Murray's been great, but I normally would opt basketball here. I'm going to go with Seattle. I think that's a boat race to 30, don't you?
I do, but
I'll go Seahawks.
I don't want to influence anybody.
I'll relax.
I hate to agree with you, Mike, but 4 touchdowns and then 5 touchdowns for Russell Wilson in consecutive weeks, so I have to go with the Seahawks here over Murray.
I'm going Murray because the Nuggets have the Lakers right where they want them, down 3-1, and now it starts. Give me Murray. Mike, this is just for you and I because we're probably not going to watch this game.
Why?
Over under San Francisco Giants, 41.5 points.
Rico, I don't know how either team gets to 20. Nick Mullins starting for you guys?
Yeah. Oh, well, Mike, I have a little bit of news for you. Guess who I guess is getting a workout with the Giants?
Oh.
Castech's own Mike Weber.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, hell, for him.
I'm taking the over then, huh? No, I'm going under. I think it's going to be the worst game of the week. I'll say under.
Shout out to Mike Weber. But he's not playing this week, so I have to go under.
They're taking a look at him, so, you know. He just
shout out to last minute lunches with Michigan.
Oh, boy. Yeah, one day I'll tell that story.
Whoops. Hey, now.
I went under.
You went under? Oh, okay. You know what? I got to go under. I want to go over. Ah, the hell with it. I'm going to go over.
Perfect. Great analysis.
DeAndre Hopkins, receiving yards.
Over.
Over, under 115.5.
I'm going to go over simply because he's targeted 15 times a week. That's all they do is throw to him. I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over, and he'll get it in two receptions.
Wow. Oh, stop. David, cut it out. That's
all right.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to go over as well. All right. Jimmy Butler, total points in Game 5, Eastern Conference Final, or the Pittsburgh Steelers' final score? That one's for you, David.
Wow. David, take first crack at this.
Well, seeing as I think my Steelers are going to lose this weekend to Houston, I have to go Butler points.
I'm proud of you. Because I said that yesterday, and I said you'd be mad at me. But it's nice to know you're thinking with your brain. This is good. I'm still going to go Steelers. I could see Butler chiming in with 16 in a Game 5 and one of those weird off-brand Butler nights. I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Butler. I hate to say it. I think they're just going to go finish off your Celtics, Mike.
Yeah, okay. Good.
There you go. Stick a fork in it. So.
Let me know when you're done.
Bama touchdowns this weekend. The amount, total amount of Bama touchdowns versus Kenny Galladay receptions.
Wow. I'm going to go Bama 6-5. I'll take Bama. I had to really think about that.
David?
Yeah, I think Kenny G will get targets. I don't think he'll get the receptions enough to pass Bama, so I'm going Bama.
Yeah, I had Bama. I'm like, they'll probably score 6 touchdowns. Can he get more than 6 receptions?
I'm thinking just like you. I arrived at those same numbers. I'm just very slow at math.
I'm going to say the Lions are going to be playing catch-up, so I'm going to go Galladay and some meaningless yards. Kyler Murray rushing yards versus Adrian Peterson rushing yards.
Wow. You know Kyler is the 9th highest rusher in the NFL right now?
Yes,
regardless
he is.
Of position.
Yeah.
I will say.
The reluctant runner. He doesn't want to run, but don't leave the lane open.
I kind of wonder if this is the week where Peterson's usage goes down and we see more Swift in the running game. Plus, Kyler's been hot. I'm going to go Kyler, but I feel like I got this wrong.
No, you got it right. It's Kyler for a different reason, because he's been hot and the Lions can't stop the run. So I have to go Kyler here.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. They're god-awful. So, yeah, clean sweep. And, Mike, this one is just for you. Drew Brees passes over 10 yards, over under 1.5.
Under. No, hold on. You said over 10?
Yes.
Well, no. Okay. He's throwing.
Okay. Throwing the ball in the air. Was it the air velocity or what was the stat that you have?
Air yards. It's
air travel. I hate you.
Trans air. Okay.
Oh, let me know when you're done. What is the question? Let me answer this.
The passes that travel in the air over 10 yards that are completions. Over under 1.5.
I will go over. It's been a huge storyline. They're going to have to find a way to do it if they're going to be competitive. And even though he's only thrown 9 balls all year, over 10 yards, and only completed 5 of them, I'm going to go over here. God, that's a brutal question. Like, if your quarterback is the son, you know you're in a tough place.
Well, seeing as the Packers, I'm ignoring their Week 2 matchup because the Lions just did not go up the field. But the Vikings were able to late in that game in the fourth quarter to throw the ball. So I'm going to go Drew Brees here. He's going to go over that.
All right. Ooh. I'm going to go Brees as well to make that a clean sweep. So good luck, fellas. I'll have the results.
I like the game.
Thank you.
Enrico, I got to tell you, people don't appreciate it. I know it takes a while to put those together.
Yeah.
Because that right there, that's a lot of scratches on a piece of paper where you're like, that doesn't make sense. Let me do a different one. The math doesn't work there either.
Yep. As I'm watching Drew Brees throw interceptions.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.